Hey guys, and welcome to my podcast, Not Old Teens. I hope you guys are having an amazing Tuesday, or whenever this is up, or whenever you guys are listening to this episode, pod, whatever, and let's get straight into the pod. So, truthfully, this is my second time recording the pod this week, because as I was doing my homework right now, I was listening to it, and I did it in my bed for the first time because I was so, like, tired, but I really wanted to record because I felt like it. And as I was listening to it, as I was doing my homework, it sounded very monotone, and I hate when I feel like I have no energy because I like what I talk about, but sometimes when I talk about stuff, I just don't realize that I'm not actually talking to myself, I'm actually talking to you guys. So I'm recording this again. Just wanted to let you guys know because I just want to be honest and truthful. Also, this is 100% my outlet for distraction, for everything, because I was doing my homework right now as I was re-listening to the pod, doing my homework, and I don't feel like doing my homework anymore. So this is my time to do something else besides my homework, because homework is hard. So I decided to put another segment in front of Book of the Week, like a little small segment, which is just basically just updates on me this week, just so like I can talk about myself on the podcast, because it's my podcast and I know I talk about myself, but I want to say some other things, like personal life things. So I have a list. The first thing is I've had braces since 2019, but I have like a few months left, or over 6 months left of my braces. That's what my dentist told me. So I got power chains yesterday. And then if you don't know what a power chain is, it's basically like, when you think of braces, you probably think of somebody with a power chain on, but it's like a very long rubber band that connects to like all your teeth, so it's super tight. And I got it on the whole bottom row, and I got it some on the top row. And then I also got nighttime bands, which you just put the bands on at night, like between your teeth. And it hurts so bad that I have not had any like real food today. So yeah. And then my second thing is I have a volleyball tournament this weekend and next weekend, and I love playing volleyball. It's my other outlet, just to have fun and be myself, and I feel so much like myself when I'm on the court, and it's so fun, and I'm so excited to like get back to normalcy with volleyball. And yesterday, as I was doing the dishes, because I listen to music when I do the dishes, and I usually play AM album by the Arctic Monkeys, and I don't know why, I thought I pressed it, but instead it started playing Self Care by Mac Miller, and I was like, okay, that's fine, like, I don't really care, I just want some music, and I don't think I've ever listened to that song before. Loved it so much that I decided to start listening to the album and love it so much. Like, it makes me sad thinking of him and thinking that, like, oh my gosh, why am I just getting into him? But his music is so good, and I love it a lot, even though it's been, like, a day or two, but I really like it. And then also, I put on my list that I'm in a good headspace, and I'm excited to update my therapist about that. So yeah. And also, I started watching Ball in the Family show on Facebook Watch, which is basically like a reality show from the Ball brothers in the NBA. And I do watch it because I think Jello is very cute, but also I am entertained by it. So that too. And the last thing is, earlier this week, I put a little poll thing or questionnaire on my Instagram about what you guys had suggestions for me to talk about, and you guys gave me a lot of good suggestions, and I'm very happy that you guys are enjoying the show and genuinely want to know my opinion on these different topics. So I'm very excited to deep dive into those things. And I will, I hope my mom's not calling me. It kind of sounds like she's yelling. But I will soon. I am actually doing something that somebody said today, but I'm very excited to do those things. And thank you for giving me guys this input. And let's get straight into Book of the Week. So this Book of the Week is, okay, so for both, it's Black History Month, of course, because it's February. And I wanted to talk about only books by Black authors. And I always look for, I always try not to just read books by white men because it's always there. Like, you know, like, it's like in our history books, they write our books, they write everything. And it's just, I don't normally do, but my goal for 2021 was to have a very minimum of books by white men. So I haven't read any this year besides my history book, but Black authors for Black History Month, and not only for Black History Month, because I always read books by Black authors, but only Black authors this month. And the first book that I decided to do was On the Come Up by Angie Thomas. And I have this book definitely has a special place in my heart. And Angie Thomas is also the woman who wrote The Hate U Give, which is a book and a movie. And basically the book is about, I really love the description that I found on Goodreads, so I just want to read that. So the description says, 16-year-old Brie wants to be one of the greatest rappers of all time, or at least make it out of her neighborhood one day. As the daughter of an underground rap legend who died before he hit big, Brie's got big shoes to fill. But now that her mom has unexpectedly lost her job, food bakes and shut-off notices are as much as a part of Brie's life as beats and rhymes. With bills piling up and homelessness staring her down, Brie no longer just wants to make it. She has to make it. So I really just love everything about this book. I love the fast pace of it. I love the little romance. I love the challenges. I love the way that Brie is and her confidence in the book. I don't want to spoil it, so I won't say much, but it's definitely, and it just shows the realities of poor and working class Black families. And that's just so important. And it's really important for me to just know about and read about and others to know, because I am beyond blessed and I know that I am, but I don't ever want to be ungrateful or ever just like, you know, like I don't ever want to be seem spoiled or ungrateful. So always realizing and always knowing the opportunities that I have and using them, and her using her opportunities that she has and using them, is like a just amazing. It just shows her passion for things, and it's just an amazing storytelling. It's just very amazing. I give it a 10 out of 10. As I talk about it, I've reread it before I, talk about it, because I always want to reread the book before I talk about it, but it just brought back so many memories of when I read it for the first time, because I was in middle school, and it just makes you, whenever you reread something, you have old memories of what you did, of what, like, where you were mentally, and that's very amazing. And also, it's just, you see so many details that you missed. So yes, go read On the Come Up by Angie Thomas. She also just, okay, I don't know the name. I think it's Concrete Rose. She just put out another book that I'm literally going to get soon, so I'll do a review on that also. But she put out another book, and it's kind of like a sequel to The Hate U Give, but not really, because it's about the main character from The Hate U Give, her dad, and how he grew up in the hood and stuff. So it's, I really want to read it. I'm really excited to read that also. So yes, go read On the Come Up by Andy Thomas. It's most likely everywhere. Amazon. I see it at Target. I see it at Walmart. I see it everywhere. So yes, let's get to the second part of the show. Hey guys, and welcome to the second part of my podcast, Let's Really Talk, where I talk about mental health or mental health things, maybe something I'm going through or something like you guys suggested, and this is what somebody suggested for me to talk about, is comparing yourself to others. So I really like this topic because I do it all the time, and I know it's not healthy to do just because we know that everyone's different and it's hard to compare yourself to someone else because we're all on different journeys, but that knowledge doesn't, like, take away, or that knowledge doesn't distract the real thing that we do compare ourselves, I didn't know which word I want to use, that we do compare ourselves to others no matter what, even if we know that. So for this, I did like some research and read some articles about the unhealthy and healthy version. Okay, sorry. I'm literally gonna take off my rubber bands because I put them on like 5 seconds ago and now I can't talk. So sorry. But there's like a healthy and unhealthy version of comparing yourself, and I didn't really know that, so I did some research, read about it, and I wanted to talk about it. So first I was going to talk about a little bit of my backstory or a little bit of knowledge about how I compare myself to others. So I suffer from or have anxiety, and I have since I was very, very little. Like, since I was, like, probably, like, five or six or seven. And it's, like, an ongoing process for me. I work on it every day by myself with my therapist or with my family. And I will do, like, a whole segment, podcast, mental health, about my anxiety. But right now, I'm not. But something that can trigger my anxiety is when I compare myself to other people. And when I do that, whoever I'm comparing myself to, whatever subject I'm comparing it to, like, for example, if, like, I had a friend that was, like, in math class and we get a test and I compare my score and they have a higher score than me, then I feel like I failed the test even though I might have got, like, a B. And that's not failing, but I still feel like that because I'm putting myself against competition, like an unhealthy competition against them. And that just makes me feel like a failure. And I go through this spiral of just like everything being wrong, you know, and that's really unhealthy to do. And in reality, I knew it was, but I'm working on it. So some other like what I read about to the different versions are there's like a healthy version and an unhealthy version. So the unhealthy version, which I do, which I'm going to work on, but it's like comparing body type, comparing skin color, hair, characteristics such as that of the other person and saying like, I'm not as good because I don't have this, I'm not as good because my body's not like that, da, 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 da. And that's very, we're all human, we're all on our different journeys, and I know I said that earlier, like we have that knowledge that's not gonna change us from thinking this way, but knowing that that's the unhealthy version and there's healthy versions of comparing yourself, it can help switch your mindset, and it actually really did for me as I was reading about it. So I don't know why I keep saying I was reading about it, but that's like the bad version, like the typical us looking on social media, seeing all of everyone looking how we want to look, the unrealistic beauty standards that they put out for us in this time, and us just comparing ourselves to that, comparing when people on TikTok do this thing called what I eat in a day. And whenever I see those, I either like, I don't know, I just feel really bad about like what I eat in a day, even if it's just kind of a weird thing, but that me comparing what I eat in a day to what somebody else eats in a day. And that's like, if you don't have TikTok, that sounds really stupid. Like, we all eat different foods, we all need different nutrients for our body. But like, me comparing what I eat in a day to somebody else is very unhealthy, because we don't eat the same thing, and we don't need to eat the same thing. So healthy version of comparing yourself is when you compare and you use that critique as a better way to better yourself. So if I was to see, like, if I was to still watch that video, and instead of comparing what I eat to what they eat, I'm like comparing to gain knowledge to maybe I want to try that thing that they're showing on their eat in a day, which is still comparing yourself to somebody else, but it's a healthy way, because you're taking notes and you're taking critique and you're using it to better yourself without putting yourself down or the other person down. And I think that's the main part of it is, I don't know if somebody's knocking on my door. The main part of it is to, and just, I just paused it because my mom just came in, but using that to like, help yourself and just like not using that information in a bad way to put down yourself or the other person. And then the other thing on the healthy version of comparing yourself is to improve self-awareness. And a example that I recorded earlier, because I recorded this podcast like earlier, another example that I came up with was I take French, and I am not very good at it right now, but I am going to get better speaking that into existence. I am going to be better at French. But if I was to go to France and go to a French speaking country, and I'm speaking English, I need to compare what I'm speaking to other people to be self-aware of what I'm doing, to know that I'm not speaking the correct language, so I cannot get by. So self-awareness is also part of comparing yourself in a healthy way without, oh my gosh, I always swallow so hard, without saying something bad to someone else or saying something bad to you, because that's the important part of this. And the other one is a motivation to get better, which in my opinion, there's a line between the bad version and healthy version of motivating, of comparing yourself to others to get better, because it's like competition, and you use competition to get better, and you're comparing what you can do to somebody else, but there's like a line when you're picking at yourself very bad to what good things that they do, when you could just look at both of the good things that you guys both do when you're comparing yourself to your competition, and taking what they do good and trying to improve yourself on it, and not, or maybe seeing things that they do bad and be like, okay, I can do that better, but I'm not going to pick at that person and say I can do better. I'm going to take their mistake and make myself not make that same mistake. So there's like me playing competitive sports and knowing competition and everything, there's a very like, can be a thin line, especially depending on what kind of coach you have and how you're coached, a thin line between competition, comparing yourself, and like a motivating competition, you know? And then the last one is comparing what you have to appreciate what you have, because God has blessed me a lot, and I have a lot of great things. And if I was to like me seeing other people during this hard time, especially like this hard time, like the pandemic and everything. I don't want to say pandemic on my podcast because this is my safe space and I don't want to talk about Corona, but seeing how many like great things and great opportunities that I have and comparing that to someone else and just remembering how blessed I am and how many things I, not even material things, but the great family that I have and the great resources that I have, that comparing your life to somebody else can help you appreciate your own and not be ungrateful, because whatever you believe in, like the universe, God, whatever, I feel like it can, there's a kind of like karma thing, you know, like you, what you put out comes back. That's what I believe in. So like if you put bad things out into the universe and you're like, I have all these things and I don't care, like they're just mine and stuff, like saying like that kind of bad energy, it comes back to you. I really believe that. So just like appreciating what you have always. And yeah, so next time you like realize that you're comparing yourself to somebody else, try to remember to do it in a healthy way, just using it as critique or good motivation or just to appreciate what you have. So thank you for listening to my comparing yourself. Let's really talk and let's get to the last segment of the show. Hey guys, and welcome to the last part segment of my podcast, What's on My Mind. And the last two episodes, the first two episodes that I have done, I have talked about apps for some reason because I don't know, that's been on my mind. But for this What's on My Mind for episode number 3, I decided to do something kind of different, which is still What's on My Mind, but I decided to do a list of my fears, a short list of my fears, with no explanation about why I fear them. So, yeah, I'm not going to explain why I fear them just because I thought that was kind of, I don't think I've heard, like, anybody do this before. I can't really, ew, I just sounded like a valley girl. But, I don't know where I got this idea from. I just wanted, I was doing the dishes and I thought of this. But okay, this is my list of fears with no explanations. So the first one is creepy old men. I don't think that should be explained anyway. But creepy old men. The second one is lice. The third one is flared pants or bell-bottom pants. The fourth one, wait, did I say 3, 4? The fourth one is army trucks that hold money. They're like these white trucks that come to restaurants and stuff to either give them money, I think, or pick up money. I always see them at Chipotle for some reason, but those white trucks with like red lettering, that was the fourth one. The fifth one is garbage disposals. The sixth one is green beans. Yeah. The seventh one is Hawaii. And the eighth one is my future, of course. So thank you for listening to my podcast. Go check out my website at notallteens.com. Follow my Instagram at notallteens. Follow my TikTok and my Twitter. And thank you for coming. I keep saying and. Thank you for coming to my third episode. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. See you guys next week. Bye.